Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. With the holiday season approaching, we have to give a thought or two to the question of little gifts we can take to a party with us. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you've been doing quite a bit of work lately with your classes at Scola, working on baking bread.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. And there's some new things going on in the bread world that are very interesting. I mean, if you remember the traditional, you proof the yeast, you mix the dough, then you wait a few hours for the dough to rise, then you punch it down, you shape it, you wait another couple hours for it to proof, and then you bake it. You know, and then that is truly a romantic and lovely way to bake bread.
It
certainly works. It's been done for hundreds of years.
Delayed gratification.
It certainly is. It certainly is. I've been turned on recently to two very unique books.
Okay.
One by my very close friend and very talented home baker, Mary Kay. It's a book by Jeff Hertzberg and Zoe Francois called The New Artisan Bread in 5 Minutes a Day, The Discovery That Revolutionizes Home Baking.
How about that?
Okay, now these two people, he being a home baker and she being a pastry chef, got together and they literally take all the romantic aspect completely out of bread baking and turn it into a very mechanical, simple process.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in a minute. The other book that's great that if you're really into it is Ken Forkin's book, Flour, Salt, Water, Yeast, The Fundamentals of Artisan Bread and Pizza. Now, he kind of takes the middle of the road approach, sort of getting rid of a bunch of the steps you would use traditionally, streamlining the process. Both books come out with some incredibly great bread, like a basic boule, crunchy outside, very nice crumb on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 minute book is crazy. You basically mix the ingredients together just in basically a bucket, sit it at room temperature for 2 hours, and then put it in the fridge. And then every day you can pull a piece of dough off, shape it, let it rise for 20 minutes, and bake a loaf of bread.
How about that?
Every day. And what happens is the dough actually gets better and more flavorful the more you wait.
No kidding.
So two weeks, and this dough is good for 2 weeks in the fridge.
Is there yeast in this?
But there's no proofing of the yeast. Like, you remember you used to get the warm water add the sugar and put the yeast and wait for it to bubble. You literally just take flour, salt, water, and yeast. Dump it in this bucket, mix it, let it sit for 2 hours. There's no kneading of these doughs. It turns out that the kneading was to sort of align the gluten.
Right, yeah.
These doughs are much wetter than the doughs you're going to traditionally have made bread with. They're called slack doughs. And it turns out that in solution, in this wetter dough, the gluten over time just naturally aligns itself. So instead, I mean, we would knead the dough for 10 minutes to make this process happen. But if we're just going to put it in the fridge overnight, or in Ken's book, let it rise for 5 hours instead of two, the gluten is sort of doing it on its own.
Is it possible to use some of the whole wheat flours in this?
Yes. In these books, there's recipes for every type of bread you'd like.
Nice.
Remember, that doesn't have as much gluten.
So it doesn't.
So you're always going to add some. Oh, and these guys don't even care about high gluten bread flour. They're like, just use all-purpose. Which is great because you used to have two bins of flour.
You did,
right? Which, you know, and these guys are like, don't worry. Just use regular flour. Just do these slack doughs. Let them rise. Fold them over. Bake bread.
Well, Jerry, how can we get some of these recipes?
So we're going to put links to the books on the website. Some of the recipes are available on the internet. Grab the books if you want. We will put some other traditional bread baking recipes up there, like the Parker House rolls or some whole wheat bread. But you'll be able to find all this and have fun.
Great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.